I feel I'm good at something, but then and there are many other people also good at it, and they're much better than they're better than me also. Then that brings us to the area of competition.
Yes.
There are certain areas where by collective karma, people of a particular area are more talented in certain things. Say for example, Indians have the logical linear kind of thinking by which they are in general good at software. So most Indians who go abroad, they go into software, or many Indians even in India, they may be working in different fields but they go into software. So I may be good at software coding, but there may be many others who are good in software coding. Because it's, you could say, it's the overall karmic disposition of Indians by which they are good at software. Not necessarily good at software, but good at the kind of thinking which is useful for software. So then, we can have two, three different options. One is that, are there other areas also which we are good at? Sometimes we may have more than one talent. And then we find, okay, this is an area where there's a lot of competition. This is also something I'm comfortable at. Let me work at this. So we may choose another area to develop. Another, that is one approach. If we have, sometimes what is it? They're not just talented, but they are gifted with a variety of talents. Some people try to find out one talent which I have. Some people say, what is my talent? And some people have which of my talents to work on. It becomes like that. So the world is such that whichever situation we are in, we have problems. It's that is also, okay, I'm good at this also, this also, this also. What do you do? So it's not that necessarily one situation is better and other is bad. We have to work with whatever situation we are in. So that's one option. We look for some other area in which also we are talented and where maybe the competition is less. The other is that even if there is competition, sometimes that area itself is so big that it can accommodate many, many people. So we might not necessarily become very big and distinctive in that area, but still we can get a position in that, and we can get a respectable position in society through that. So then we may decide, although there's a lot of people over here, I would still like to continue in this. Another option could be that we work in a combination of two things. So somebody might be very good at software, but some people might just be very good at simply at coding. But some people may be good at coding and they may also be good at managing. Then they will eventually grow not just to be software engineers, but they may also partial management, partial coding. That's just an example I'm giving. So we have to basically, it's like if you are driving a car. Then you have to know what are the strengths of the car, but you also have to know the situation in which you are driving a car. Now, sometimes in America, the way Indians change phones, Americans change cars. So there are many websites which are simply devoted for changing cars. And there is one devotee, American devotee, he said that he is on his 36th car right now. So he changes a car every 6 months. So now, I said, what do you, you just have to drive a car, what do you do, why do you need to change a car? He said, no, I want the latest car. So anyway, the point I was making is that we need to know the strengths of our car, but also we need to know the traffic situation. So there are sometimes when the traffic is very high, if you have a small car, actually you can go much faster. And if you have a big car, then you have to go very slowly. So that means, you know, if somebody has two cars, they will decide based on traffic situation which car to take. So one is you need to know the strengths of yourself. Also you have to know the situation, and then we find a way appropriately how to move forward.
But doesn't necessarily mean